You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to new deals for Saquon Barkley and Jaylen Brown in a moment. But we begin today with the news that 18-year-old Bronny James, LeBron James Jr., a member of the USC basketball team, suffered cardiac arrest yesterday while practicing and is now in stable condition and out of ICU. In a statement, the James family thanked the USC medical and athletic staffs. Wilbon, what are your first thoughts about this?
Tony, I guess my first thoughts are as a dad, and knowing LeBron James a pretty long time, to the point so many years ago when he wasn't yet a dad, but he is now. And I know how, you know, just how it fills his life, and not just Bronny, his other children. But you hear this, and you know, it happens all too often to people younger than we think, and that's part of the jolt. 4 years ago today, I was at the Great Wall of China with my brother and our families touring, and we got a call from Chicago from my mother's doctor that she suffered cardiac arrest and she passed away essentially from that. 4 years ago today. So when I heard this news about cardiac arrest, these things become very personal and personalized. And at 93 years old, you know, you expect anything, a lot of things. At Bronny's age, what is he, 17, 18?
18.
You don't. And so my thoughts are just, I hope there is the most complete and full recovery possible. Young people move on from these things now and live very, very active lives. And I hope all that is possible. And my thoughts are with LeBron and Savannah and their children.
Yeah, so my thoughts are probably the same as almost everyone's thoughts in this, which is how awful. He's a kid. He's just 18 years old. I mean, that's the first thing that you think of. The phrase cardiac arrest is a terrible, jolting phrase, no matter who it happens to. So like you, I wish for a 100% recovery. I'm not as concerned about the future of basketball as I am concerned about the future of his health in a circumstance like that. And I'm sure that along the way, people our age think maybe of Hank Gathers, basketball player, think maybe of Reggie Lewis. I think that they certainly think of DeMar Hamlin because that just happened last year, and you could see that on the field. You would hear that phrase, and you could see the effect, the profound effect on teammates. I mean, we're in this situation now, Mike, where we have very little facts, and we have a lot of emotion, a lot of feeling. Stories that you read point out people who have had cardiac arrest and gone on to resume their careers fully. And so we want that in this situation, but our hearts reach out to the entire family,
Absolutely. And
we move on from that now. We now move to Saquon Barkley agreeing to the Giants' offer of a $2 million signing bonus and incentives that could push his salary this year to $11 million, which is $900,000 more than the franchise tag slot of $10.1 million. Barkley has reported to training camp and will play for the Giants this year. Wilbon, what do you think of Barkley taking this deal?
Tony, it seems like he had to take it. And we've been dealing with this bigger story, this more generalist umbrella story about running backs and what they are trying to do and just discussion with each other and whether that can affect any sort of change. You and I have watched the NFL all our lives at a point where running backs, certain of them, were more important than the quarterback of a team.
That's certainly right.
I lived my life that way. Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, go ahead. Name the quarterbacks you want. Most important players, obviously your favorite player, one of them, has been Jim Brown. More important probably at times in his career than the quarterback of that team, and they won a championship.
Sure.
Saquon Barkley, I hear $10 million, and I hear about Diggs, who signs the cornerback, the terrific cornerback with the Cowboys, who I think also signed today for essentially like what, $18 or $19 million average. I don't know how much of it's guaranteed. And I'm saying to myself, you mean to tell me he's more important to the success of his team than Saquon Barkley is? I don't believe that. But this is a, we live in a sports time, Tony, where people follow the leader. They do that more than they do anything else. It's all copycat, and running backs have no value to the people in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think Saquon Barkley probably made the best deal he could. Do you want him to sit out? If he sits out, he forfeits $10 million. And then he just gets a year older and less valuable. He's not a quarterback. He's not an edge rusher. He's not to interpollinate the sports. He's not Kevin Durant, who can wake up one morning and say, I'm going over there.
Right.
That's not how it works. I think that this is basically a feel-good deal for everybody involved. Saquon Barkley gets a little bit more than he thought he was going to get. He gets the $2 million up front, and he gets 8 to 9% more with the incentive, so he can say he won. The Giants can say, we held the line. We gave him a little bit more, but we held the line, so we won. And the NFL, Mike, can say that every single Sunday for 18 straight weeks, there's going to be a home team in New York that's either going to give you Saquon Barkley or Aaron Rodgers. So they can say they won't, because they don't want Saquon Barkley not playing. But as you say, the greater issue is the actuarial table, which says that at a certain point, running backs lose value.
Yes.
No matter how good they
wow.
are.
Like new cars, drive them off the lot. What are they worth the moment you turn the
half.
Corner? I'm stunned half. By it and a little dismayed, to be honest with you, Tony. I am. And now to the Detroit Lions, who are facing high expectations after finishing last season on an 8-2 run. As camp opens, head coach Dan Campbell says the hype train is out of control right now. Tony, you with him?
Well, let me just say, first of all, how glorious it is that there's any hype at all about the Detroit Lions and
yeah.
how wonderful their fans must feel, because you know what the Detroit Lions have been doing for the last 50 years. They have been stinking
Nothing.
The joint
Nothing.
Out for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Since the merger, which I believe is 53 years ago, they have one playoff win. One
wow.
playoff win.
Wow.
And so now on the basis of 8-2 to close and a winning record, people are saying they should win the division. And Dan Campbell's 100% right to get off the hype train. But
yeah.
again, if you're a Lions fan, you probably feel pretty good. And don't tell me they should win the division. Just tell me they can. Because Aaron Rodgers is not the quarterback at Green Bay anymore. Because Minnesota perennially underachieves. Even if they make the playoffs, they get bounced out. And because your Chicago Bears were 3-14 last year. So they can win the division for the first time in a long time.
I'm not a betting man. But I sort of feel like just taking a flight to Vegas. I don't have to do that anymore, though. And just putting some money down on the Detroit Lions not winning the division. Because that's what they've done my whole life of following that division.
Right.
I'm with Dan Campbell. The hype train is out of control, okay? I'm not going to watch them on Hard Knocks. I'm not. But it's out of control, and good for him. He has said all the right things to me, Tony, about the work they have to put in, about earning it, all the right things. But I don't see them winning the division. I think the pressure
right.
there. And you know what? Normally, I sort of root for Detroit secondarily, right? Because they're never a real threat in the NFC Central, not the North, the Central. So, but this year, they're good enough now for me to pay attention to and say, all
yeah.
right, I can root against them now because they don't really stink. There's promise there. They can win the division. They can go further
than
that. Can. But it doesn't mean
they
will, and I'll take the field in that division against the Lions.
They were 5-1 in the division last year.
Yeah.
Minnesota was 4-2, Green Bay was 3-3, and your Bears were 0-6. And
yeah.
you don't have to worry, no matter what kind of cable or streaming service you have, about watching them on Hard Knocks, because the Jets are on
oh,
Hard Knocks.
Okay.
We go to the
Speaking
NBA.
Speaking of the hype
and the
train,
news,
the Jets
we go to
and
the NBA,
Lions. Who's more hyped?
And the news, let me try and get this sentence out,
yeah.
that the Celtics have signed Jaylen Brown to a 5-year, $304 million Supermax contract, the richest deal in NBA history. The Celtics lost to Miami in the conference finals this past season. Brown averaged 22 points in the playoffs with 3 assists and 3 turnovers. Hold on, does this signing make sense?
Yeah, because they had to do it. They just could not be in a position. You know, we deal with this with Shohei every day. Do you trade him? Suppose he decides not to re-sign with you, you let him walk, you let that great asset, a historic asset, walk out the door with nothing in return. That's the quandary that faces, you know, executives for a team. You can't let Jaylen Brown walk, even though the Celtics haven't won. I'm not going to say they've been a disappointment, but they've come really close to being a disappointment because they got to the finals once. Jaylen Brown was central in that situation. He's not even the best player on his own team. Jason Tatum is that.
Yes, he's not.
They got rid of Marcus Smart, who I think was the heart and soul and maybe even the brains of that team primarily. That's what I think. I'm not high on what the Celtics have done. They had to do it, Tony, but it doesn't ensure anything for the Celtics.
I just can't get past the numbers on this contract. I cannot wrap my head around the numbers. $60 million a year for a guy who, as you say, is not the biggest star on the team. He's not. Now they've done well with him. He's been on
the
team for 7 years.
He's good.
They made the playoffs each time.
Yeah.
He's a fine player, but, and there's always a but, in the conference finals this past year, he had more turnovers than assists.
Yeah.
And in the conference finals this past year, he shot 16% from three. Look, I think that they should always contend, the Celtics, and I think the Bucks should always contend. I don't think the same way about the Sixers, and I don't think the same way about the Heat. But if you want to step back from this and say, oh, my God, $60 million a year, what are we talking about?
We're going to
right?
be seeing a lot more of those, Tony. And remember, Jason Tatum will be up for similar, if not identical, extension next season. So here's the deal.
They
got
1 year. We made a mistake. We should have been basketball players.
Yeah, we should have been. Didn't we both try to be that until about 15? You had a good jump shot in New York out here growing up from a certain Hall of Famer.
It was a set shot. I couldn't get off the ground.
Tony, they got 1 year because you can't pay two guys $600 million. They got 1 year together to me to win that championship.
You're right. All right, coming up, both the Brewers and the Astros won in walk-off fashion last night. Which team is playing in the bigger series?
Lionel Messi back on the field for Inter Miami tonight, but is Kylian Mbappe the more compelling soccer player right now?
You actually have the Bears winning that division,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do.
Even though they were 3-14.
Yes, I do. The Bears
3-14.
Win the NFC Central this year.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, ponders the meaning of life, then flips on the second of a three-game set between the Rockies and the Nationals. What's first?
Toss-up. They both ended in walk-offs last night. More intriguing series, the Reds-Brewers or Rangers-Astros?
Can I push? You always push. Can I push? I guess I can't. Notwithstanding Ellie De La Cruz hitting 800-foot home runs, I'm going to say the series is the Astros and the Rangers.
Yeah.
And that's because the Astros are the defending World Series champions, and I had no idea they would not be leading their division by now, and I certainly had no idea that Texas would be. Texas won 68 games last year and lost 94. They finished dead last in that division. So I don't know what they're doing in first place at all. I'm going to leave the other series to you because that's your home division.
Yeah, it is.
But I think it's the Astros are putting on a push of sorts right now. And, Mike, I honestly believe that they are the best of the four teams we're talking about.
Tony, it is my division, and I will pay attention to it. I did pay attention to it last night. And Ellie De La Cruz, that was amazing. The back and forth and trolling him, you know, with Cincinnati. And I mean, Milwaukee. But, Tony, the answer to the question is the Astros and Texas Rangers. It is because they're the defending champs. And the Astros are more compelling league-wide and nationally. And baseball is facing, it's hard to be a national sport right now. It's regional. But, yes, in my region, that series between Cincinnati and Milwaukee has some juice to it. But the Astros, I mean, the Astros are a team you want to tune into every night. They're box office. They are compelling.
Let me correct one thing. I said that Texas finished last. They finished fourth. They did not finish last in the division. Next. What's next?
Toss up more compelling soccer player right now, Lionel Messi or Kylian Mbappe?
Get this right. Get this right now.
All right. I will. So Lionel Messi had that unbelievably spectacular debut for Inter Miami, and he proved to the entire world what a great, great star he is. But he's also playing in MLS, and I think that most people would concede that American soccer is not as good as European
Seventh
soccer. The answer here is Mbappe. And the reason the answer is Mbappe is not only is he considered to be the best player in the world, but because he was apparently offered a $776 million one-year contract by a Saudi Arabian team. Now, there are reports that he's not interested in that, to which I say, hold on a second. He may not take it, but don't tell me he's not interested in it. Don't tell me if he makes an enormous sum from Paris Saint-Germain now, $128
million,
$128, I think, that if he's getting a $650 million raise, don't tell me he's not interested.
Yeah. Tony, yes, the answer is Mbappe. And seriously now, Messi makes a lot of money. Messi made more than Mbappe to play for the same team, even though, and he's going to win Ballon d'Or when they announced it October 30th, whatever it is. It ain't going to be some Halloween surprise. Messi's going to win. He won World Cup. But Mbappe is 24 still. I don't think he's turned 25 yet. He's the more compelling player. He's the great player. By the way, that thing's going to be announced in Paris. How crazy is that going to be when Mbappe's not even there anymore? He's not with Paris Saint-Germain. He's somewhere else. But, Tony, people think that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown get a lot of money at $770 million. Of course he's interested, and if he's not, one quick question before we get out of this segment. When do the Saudis come and say to the NBA, say to Adam Silver, we'd like to own that team in Seattle or that new team in Vegas? And I don't know what your owners, your people, you American people are willing to put up, a couple hundred, maybe a billion.
August 1st.
We'll just top
right
that
at the trade
six
deadline.
Times.
Boom.
Six times.
Here's money.
Huh?
Here, we're throwing money.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. What does that have?
Catch it. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, could your boy Jim Harbaugh be suspended to start the season?
Man. Where does Candace Parker's injury? Oh, foot injury. You leave the Las Vegas Aces. I've had a foot injury. I'm
$776 million
come on.
Dollars
come on.
For 1 year?
1 year.
What?
You could be 26 and go to...
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 22nd birthday, Bryce Young. Young was the overall number one pick in the most recent NFL draft. Carolina traded up to get him. Young was the runaway Heisman Trophy winner in 2021 when he had 47 touchdown passes and only 7 interceptions. He was not in the Heisman mix this past season, but he had 32 touchdown passes and only 5 interceptions. Nobody worries about Young's talent. They worry about his size. At the Combine, Young measured at 5'10 and an eighth and 204 pounds. There are two clearly successful small quarterbacks currently, Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, but most are considerably bigger. If Frank Reich starts Young, he will be the 4th Alabama quarterback starting in the NFL now, alongside Tua, Mac Jones, and Jalen Hurts.
Tony, when the Bears had the number one pick, I didn't want to trade and get rid of Justin Fields to go after Bryce. I didn't. But let me just say this. Anybody who doesn't want Bryce representing them, I mean, the intellect, the poise, the kid is obviously a great player. I mean, you have to feel good if you have him in your locker room and on the field.
Not so happy anniversary, Zach Borenstein. On this day 6 years ago, the outfielder for the minor league Reno Aces miscalculated this fly ball and had the embarrassment of having the ball bounce off his head and over the wall for a 3-run home run. This, of course, conjures up the infamous play from Jose Canseco when a ball bounced off his head and over the wall for a homer. Borenstein spent nearly a decade in the minors with reasonable success, but never got the call to the show. Ugh. His best year was 2018, playing for the Mets' AAA team in Las Vegas, leading the Pacific Coast League in walks, second in runs scored, third in home runs, fifth in doubles, and seventh in RBI.
He was a successful professional baseball player, even though he didn't get the chance in the bigs. And why do the Mets get to have a team in Las Vegas? What are the Mets doing with a minor league team in the desert? Come on now. Stay in your lane. In Florida.
No idea. Happy trails, Patrice Bergeron. The Bruins captain has announced his retirement after spending all 19 of his NHL seasons in Boston. Bergeron had contemplated retirement after last season, but returned on a 1-year contract and helped the Bruins to the best regular season in NHL history, only to suffer a demoralizing first-round playoff exit to Florida. Bergeron, who turned 38 yesterday, was on the Bruins' 2011 Stanley Cup winner and played for the Cup in 2013. Bergeron was one of the best two-way centers of all time. He won the Selke Trophy as the NHL's best defensive forward, a record 6 times, including the last 2 seasons.
Also, sadly, Tony, Johnny Lujack passed away, 98 years old. He won 3 titles and a Heisman at Notre Dame and played, get this now, quarterback, cornerback, and special teams for 4 seasons with my Bears back in the 1940s.
Well, in those days, everybody was two-way, right?
Yeah, he was three-way.
Everybody played both ways.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. You know,
great
player. It's one of the greatest players in college football history. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh could be suspended 4 games as part of a negotiated settlement with the NCAA over false statements to investigators. Is that significant?
Significant, Tony. Maybe it's a little bit embarrassing on some level, but the first 4 opponents, no, it's the preseason. No, Michigan's going to be fine in terms of football against those opponents. Golfer Justin Doden confessed to changing his scorecard in an attempt to make the cut at the Ottawa Open. Is this a lifetime ban, Tony?
I don't know about lifetime, but it's 1 to 2 years starting immediately.
I would think so.
Candace Parker had foot surgery. She's out indefinitely. Big deal.
Candace, I know all about foot surgeries. We got to talk. You know how much I love Candace Parker, Tony. No timetable for her return. The Aces are the best team in the league. Her numbers aren't what they were going to be in the prime of her career, but she's important to that team. Mets and Yankees start a 2-game Subway Series tonight. Significant outside New York?
No, they're not playoff teams. Last one, Nikola Jokic skipping the FIBA World Cup. Is that okay with you?
Yes, get some rest. He's exhausted. Training camp is in like 9 weeks. Come on now.
Not okay with me. Wembanyama and him should be playing in the World Cup. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Jokic, run your horses. Get some rest. Your sports team. PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.